Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is about walking in integrity and the freedom that comes with it. We'll return with a devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
The Freedom of Integrity, written by Clarence L. Haynes, Jr., read by Leah Martin. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked paths will be found out. Proverbs 10:9. I went to pick up my daughter from school, and as I was driving, my mind was drifting, thinking about this word, integrity. Eventually, I was brought back to a time in my early 20s when I was serving in the children's ministry at church. One of the leaders handed me a card. I can't remember why he gave it to me, but I believe it was a thank you for serving. When I opened the card, he'd written one sentence in it. I'd never heard these words before, but I quickly realized these words were wisdom for life. And here's what he wrote. Character is who you are when no one is watching. Over the last 3 decades of my life, those words have always rang true in my heart. For a few moments today, I want you to think about the freedom of integrity. Every one of us has two lives. There's the life you live in front of everyone else, your public life, and there's the life you live behind closed doors, your private life. The perception of who you are is determined by your public life, which is what you show to the world. The reality of who you are is demonstrated in your private life, which only you and God know. Yes, your family and those you live with can see you up close and peek into some of your private moments, but there's still parts of you they may not know. I want you to let this question simmer in your heart and mind today. Does the public you match the private you? Is the person you show to everyone else the same person you look at in the mirror every day? I've discovered that the difference between those two people is your character. So where does your character lie? In the book of Proverbs, Solomon reminds us of the security, and I'll add, freedom, that comes with walking in integrity and living a life of character. To sum it up in my own words, when you walk with integrity, you don't have to look over your shoulder. There is freedom in knowing that you don't have to worry if someone looks at your text messages, or checks your emails, or investigates your finances, because everything is above board and there's nothing to hide. Can you feel how liberating that is? That's one reason why integrity matters so much. When you demonstrate integrity in the parts of your life that no one sees, you can walk freely in the parts that everyone sees. As you look through the channels of history, there are countless tales of people who gave the appearance of being men and women of character and integrity. However, when the curtain was pulled back, it exposed something different than what they portrayed in the public eye. This is not the freedom God wants you to live with. People who secretly live in sin or who lack integrity live with a constant nagging in the back of their mind, wondering if or when they'll get caught and the truth revealed. This becomes an ensnarement to them. Here's how Solomon wrote it. An evil man is held captive by his own sins. They're the ropes that catch and hold him. Proverbs 5:22. Have you ever seen the downward spiral of a person trapped in their own sin? Usually it compounds, and one sin leads to greater sin, which leads to further captivity. The first sin usually requires a cover-up, which leads to more sin in the process. Just think about David and Bathsheba, if you need an example. This is not the prison God wants you to live in. But thankfully, your integrity can unlock the prison door and set you free. Today I want to issue you a challenge. God is calling you and me to walk with integrity and be people of character. The life of integrity isn't always the smoothest or easiest of roads. There'll be opportunities to compromise along the way. But just recognize that each compromise makes your footing less and less secure. And it's only a matter of time before your world will begin to crumble around you. But if you will choose to walk with integrity, your feet will stand secure, regardless of what comes against you. Intersecting faith and life. As you walk through today, think about these three questions. Who are you when the world is watching? Who are you when no one is watching? What's the difference between these two? Remember, the real you is the person you are when no one is watching. Don't spend your life trying to look the part to please the world. Spend your time trying to be the part to please God. For further reading, check out these crosswalk.com articles. What does integrity look like in the Bible? 4 excellent examples of integrity in the Bible. And why integrity is important in the workplace.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Life Audio presents Bridges with Monica Schmelter.
That we have an enduring hope that can't be taken away when we are in Christ. And to know that we have that, right? And eternal salvation, because this world can be so busy and so dark that we can forget that,
right?
Because sometimes I get caught in the trappings of what's going on in my life this moment. And while I have to recognize that, that's not it.
Continue listening on lifeaudio.com or wherever you find your podcast.